Good morning. This is Matt from Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of April 10th. Thanks to Steve Suman for preparing this report for us. Well, our forecast this week shows sunshine, warm temperatures in the 70s, and a lot of melting snow, flood advisories through Thursday, and then rain. On Saturday, temperatures will cool a little bit closer to what we expect for this time of year. Anyway, enjoy this week's wonderful weather. The DNR is seeking public comments for the 2023 deer season as part of the annual County Deer Advisory Council process. The online comment period is open through April 16th. If you want to participate, go to the DNR's website and search Deer Advisory Council. Each county's advisory council meets annually to provide input and recommendations to the DNR on deer management within their area, based on deer herd metrics, county population objectives, and public feedback. Information on each county's harvest and population metrics is available on the Wisconsin Deer Metrics System webpage. The DNR encourages the public to attend their local advisory council meeting to join the discussion about deer management and provide input on deer season details. The councils welcome comments from anyone interested in helping shape local deer management preferences. Local advisory councils consider the comments in their recommendations to the DNR. Councils review current county data on fawn-to-doe ratios, harvest trends, herd health, impacts on agriculture, forest health, and economics, vehicular collisions, and hunter experiences. Recommendations for the upcoming season undergo review and adjustment as needed in response to the previous year's deer harvest, winter severity, and other factors. This year, advisory council meetings take place April 24th through May 4th, and they are both in person and virtually. In June, the DNR will take 2023 season recommendations to the Natural Resources Board, and they'll review them. So again, if you're interested in taking part, go to the DNR's website and search Deer Advisory Council. The Hayward Bass Club still has openings for new members to join for weekly fishing outings during the summer months. They welcome new members and invite all interested anglers. If you'd like information, call or text Wayne. Grab a pencil. His number is 405-227-1789. Or you can email haywardbassclub@gmail.com. Let's get to the fishing report. Warming weather is going to end ice fishing season pretty soon. Ice depths do remain as thick as 24 inches on some lakes, believe it or not. But you got to check with your favorite bait shop to see what the current specific ice conditions are. Also, they'll give you tips on fish locations, favored baits, and how to present them. This is a great time to be on the ice, but expect sloppy conditions and use a lot of caution. You don't want to miss the May 6th opener because of some silly mistake. Make sure you've got a valid fishing license. You know that licenses expired a couple of weeks ago. You need a new one. All right, let's take a look at the fish. Crappie fishing's good. It's getting better. Fish are likely still schooled in deep basins, but regardless of their depth, they could be anywhere in the water column, so check it all. Productive baits include crappie minnows, waxies, spikes, plastics, and gulp baits on jigs of varied sizes. Bluegill fishing is good to very good. They'll be mixed in with crappies, so they could be anywhere in the water column. Runoff and holes draining water do bring in fish, but especially in those spots, you gotta check the ice as you go. Baits of choice include waxies, spikes, plastics, and gulp baits on teardrops and small tungsten jigs in various designs. Banana jigs are good right now. Perch fishing is fair. Look to new weed growth as well as old weed beds in 4 to 12 feet of depth. Try crappie minnows, spoons tipped with minnow heads, and jigging wraps, puppet minnows, and similar baits. A few events for you to keep in mind. April 1st, boat registration renewals were due for some boat owners, so check your registration. Make sure you're good. Fish and Wildlife spring hearings, both virtual and online, coming up April 10th through the 13th. So, yeah, going on right now. The youth spring turkey hunt is April 15th and 16th. Otter hunting and trapping season closes in the North Zone April 30th. The Hayward Lakes chapter of Muskies, Inc. is going to hold their general business meeting on May 2nd, 7 p.m., Flat Creek Lodge. If you want information on that, you can call Muskies, Inc., 715-634-4543. Full moon coming up on May 5th. Early catch and release trout season closes May 5th. And the general inland fishing season opener is May 6th. Wisconsin's Canoe Heritage Museum is holding their Heritage Day celebration at their office in Spooner on May 27th. If you want to know more, call them, 715-635-2479. Applications for 2023 elk season are being accepted now through May 31st. Let's look at the spring turkey season dates. You know, there are 6 7-day periods. Each one runs Wednesday through the following Tuesday in the 7 zones open for hunting this year. Here are the season dates. Again, the youth hunt, April 15th and 16th. Period A goes April 19th through the 25th. Period B, April 26th to May 2nd. Period C, May 3rd through the 9th. Period D, May 10th through the 16th. Period E, May 17th through the 23rd. And period F is May 24th through the 30th. If there's anything else that you're curious about local event-wise, just go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com. And click on events. You'll see our pretty darn good online event calendar. If you have a question, call us down at the office. The chamber line is 715-634-8662. And if you want Hayward Lakes, call 715-634-4801. Well, I don't care what you do, but don't be inside today. It is too glorious of a day. Let's get out there.